Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. We are your co-hosts, David Robbins and Peter Ayer, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without.
All right, so this week we start with budget news. On February 9th, Congress passed a 2-year budget deal ending a brief government shutdown and authorized significant additional funding. And on February 12th, OMB released President Trump's $4.4 trillion budget proposal for FY 2019. Although the official federal budget must be approved by Congress, this presidential budget illustrates the White House's key priorities and assumptions. Among other increases from the 2017 enacted levels, the budget contemplates $686 billion for DOD, which is a 13% increase, $46 billion in discretionary appropriations for the Department of Homeland Security, which is an 8% increase. The budget request also seeks to increase funding for border security, immigration enforcement, cybersecurity, and law enforcement capabilities. David, over to you.
Thank you. Moving on to Department of Justice news. On January 25th, Associate Attorney General Rachel Brand issued a memorandum, which will heretofore be known as the Brand Memo, that prohibits the Department of Justice litigators from using noncompliance with agency guidance documents as a basis for proving violations of law in affirmative civil enforcement actions. Previous memo by General Sessions prohibits agencies from issuing guidance documents that create binding standards without notice and comment rulemaking. So the Brand Memo reiterates the core premise of the Sessions Memo, that guidance documents cannot create legal obligations, and also expands upon it by directing DOJ to interpret such guidance documents as just that, guidance, non-binding. Thus, noncompliance with guidance documents cannot, either presumptively or conclusively, establish a violation of the underlying law or regulation. Agencies' guidance documents may nonetheless be used to establish that a party had the requisite knowledge of a legal mandate explained in the guidance document. All right, so there's a lot there, clear applicability to industries like healthcare. Moving into government contracts, we'll be really curious to note how this might tip the balance between, you know, DOJ-driven investigations and those that are more agency-driven, leading to administrative or contractual remedies. That was the constant tug of war we had at the Air Force in the procurement fraud remedies shop. Are we focused on getting money back within fiscal law limitations, or are we leading up to Department of Justice involvement, which can, by definition, take years? This is pretty interesting. I'll be curious to see how it shakes out.
I agree, David. I think that's certainly something that we'll be watching. Now we turn to some cyber developments, and the Department of State is getting into the mix as well, joining a list of other agencies. So on February 6th, Secretary of State Tillerson issued a letter to the chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs proposing the creation of a new Bureau for Cyberspace and the Digital Economy. According to the letter, the Bureau would do a number of things. It would lead diplomatic efforts related to cyberspace. It would formulate a strategic approach to address cybersecurity and digital economic challenges and coordinate these efforts with other agencies in the private sector. The Bureau would be the result of combining two offices, the Office of the Coordinator for Cyber Issues and the Office of International Communications and Information Policy. Secretary Tillerson explained that whereas the DOD and the Department of Homeland Security protect the integrity of the U.S. and international telecom infrastructure from domestic-based threats, this bureau would protect such infrastructure from foreign-based threats. So there's a long list of agencies that are working on digital economy, cyber issues. Interesting to see Department of State get involved in this area as well. So certainly something we'll be watching along with some of the other cyber developments.
Absolutely. There have been many of them in recent weeks. So stay tuned and reach out to us if you have any particular questions about these or any other, of course. But that's all for this edition of the podcast. We should probably tell you, if you like this podcast, we have another Kroll and Mooring podcast, one focused exclusively on bid protest law. It's the Protest Podcast, available at kroll.com/podcast. Till then, we'll see you in 2 weeks. And if you need anything, my number remains 202-624-2627, and Peter's 202-624-2807. Have a great day.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.